Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 29th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is intended to encourage each day. Today, we actually have a photo of a beautiful farm scene only about a half mile of our home along Donegal Creek, if you care to look. Today's message is titled, Life to the Full. The scripture text is John 10, verse 10.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
When I was pastoring a church in New England, I received an interesting wrong number prior to a midweek church service one evening. Usually when a church gets a call prior to the service, it's someone needing directions, asking the time of service, or a worker is delayed. I took the call hoping it was a visitor needing information. I answered the phone by using the church name. The phone was silent for a moment, and then a lady asked,
"Is this Egan's Package Store?"
Now, you must understand, a package store in Massachusetts is a liquor store. I said, "No, we are a church, and we offer just the opposite of a package store." But I clarified the number with her, and she was off by one digit. And she said she thought it was interesting that I said about being the opposite. I gave her a brief witness, hopefully giving her something to think about. I ended the conversation by pointing out all the heartache I had seen alcohol wreck. I don't know whether she ever called Egan's or not that evening, and I don't know if she ever visited our church for that matter.
The world's offerings vary, but all lead down the same disastrous path. The work of the thief continues today. We don't have to look far to see the horrible destruction, do we? The enemy's thievery, killing, and destruction are ruining lives every day.
Well, the massive alcohol industry is but one example. Those of us who enjoy sports on TV are inundated with commercials promoting drinking. The booze industry, with a huge advertising budget, has some of the quote-unquote best commercials on TV. The glitzy ads proclaim with beautiful young models that this is the life. But we who know the full truth realize this is a lie.
Truth in advertising should require a scene from a deadly DWI traffic accident, such as the one we passed on Sunday where a man, 41 years old, plowed through a cornfield near our home and was killed instantly. Hours earlier, he had been driven home by concerned people who recognized his drunken condition. Unfortunately, the keys were still within reach.
Abused spouses and children. Homicide, shattered families, and early deaths are but a few of the consequences of alcohol. The thief takes all bankrupting of us that which God is willing to give in abundance. His love, guidance, forgiveness, and friendship. The striking contrast to the thief's objective, which is to take life, is seen in the person of Jesus who gives life. Even his own life on our behalf. He told his listeners in the next verse, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep."
Jesus continues to actively work in all who will receive his offering of life to the full. He said, and we quote again, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." The Greek word translated to the full, and it's also said abundantly in the King James Version, conveys a sense superabundant in quantity or superior in quality.
Well, don't settle for the paltry, destructive substitutes from the thief. Are you living for Jesus Christ today? He alone offers life to the full, and that offer continues to be freely extended to all who call upon the name of the Lord to be saved.
Let's pray together today. And I was inspired by John 10:10, Titus 2, verses 12 and 14, and Galatians 6:8. Father, thank you for Jesus who came that we might have life and have it in abundance. We're grateful for your grace that teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. We're thankful that Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness. and to purify for himself a people that are his very own. We realize that the one who sows to please a sinful nature, from that nature reaps destruction. But we choose to sow to please a spiritual nature, and from that nature reap eternal life. Keep us faithful in doing so. Amen.
Amen. Amen to each reader today. Thank you so much for taking a few moments to listen to today's message. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today's message was prepared. It's Wednesday morning here as we do our final preparations on the message, July 29th, 2008. We encourage you to visit our site. We have a couple of photos up today. One just received this morning, and we have a little story about it too. A young man from Guatemala, actually 5 years old, when we took care of him over 20 years ago. And just this morning, he sent me a photo of him and his little son dressed as a clown at some type of church functions. And what a joy it is to hear from Marvin and to hear the message, to see this message of faithfulness that he conveys to Christ. Interesting, I paused there for a moment because I was distracted thinking the background music you were listening to was sent to us by Marvin. For some time now on our main podcast, we generally use this background music. I don't think it's by Marvin. I think it's probably a friend of his in Guatemala, but it seems to be a suitable background theme as we prepare these messages. We also share an additional country blessing we received last night as I was watching the sun go down and a neighbor backed into our driveway, dropped off some more freshly picked sweet corn. Take a look if you'd like at the picture. And then just a song today. It's John 10:10 from the Integrity of Scripture Memory Series. We have it available. You'll actually open a page and then click on play to play the songs. The only way I can get it to work. For those who want to dig a little bit deeper in today's topic, we do have a couple of online articles on the topic of alcohol. I don't have any apologies in declaring that I believe in total abstinence. I have no regrets for making that choice early in life and actually stressing that choice to others. And these are two good articles on that particular topic. Finally, we have a little bit of time. We have a completely unrelated photo to light from our friend Doris Side with some interesting photos that she or perhaps her husband took of a truck show up in Canada. And I always enjoy Doris's photo offerings. Well, again, we are at dailyencouragement.net. This is our message for Wednesday, July 29th, 2009. Today, may you be encouraged and truly experience the abundant life in Christ.